Blog Talk Radio.
I don't see me on the board. I don't see us on the board.
You don't see us on the board?
Oh. Between my Rahman and Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God, proper name is Allah. We are the Block Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who has sponsored this show, and Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School is the one who is sponsoring this program, Message of Concern, because the racial image is in the world. So white supremacy is in religion. So we are here today to clear up the matter, clear up some of the lies that we can, because most people have been hypnotized with the lies, or they've been blindsided. We live in the most serious time in the history of mankind, because God basically out of most of the family home in America, if you can call them home, many of them that's battleground, and many of them that's a place to lay their head. When there's no morals in the home or no respect for God, it truly cannot be a home, a happy home. So we're here to point to the reason for that, because if they can take God out of your mind, out of your heart, then they do it with the image, with the false image, with the lies and the deception. So we here pray to Allah that we're able to be some benefit. We are running a little late. We had an out-of-town engagement. We got back a little late, so we apologize for that. But I see my other co-host worker, Sujah Muhammad, and Daya Akbar, and we also have a Brother Muhammad from Columbus. He's a co-host worker. And Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, he is the imam of this show from Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to get started. We're going to go on to Brother Sujah right quick and see what he had to say. And please listen. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. Yes, sir. Well, we running a little late, so you got it, my dear brother.
Alhamdulillah. Everything's on time. Praises be to Allah. I would like to say with Allah, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and I bear witness that there's only one creator. And I've testified and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, and Christ Jesus, peace and blessings be upon Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, all Solomon, all these great men is God's servant. You know, they serve God. God asked one of these men, did you ask the people to serve you, to worship you? And Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. So if I hadn't said it, you would have known it. They are your servant. You know, this is in the Holy Quran. You know, never did a prophet of God, you know, Allah forbid, try to teach the peoples, a ton of people's mind, to see them as God. That right there is an ugly thing. But never did a prophet of God did that. This type of thing is one of the efforts of Satan to deceive you. It's an effort of Satan to trick you. Satan thing is that he hates the human being. He hates that you exist. He hates that God gave you or made you the Khalifa, with a free will. He hates that. And put you over all these different things in creation. He hates that. And he promised God that he would show him that the human being is not worthy of that high position. And he said that he himself is going to deceive. He himself said he's going to deceive the human being to try to make him go wrong, try to make him straight, lie to him, practice deception, switch and bait. He's going to use all kind of games to deceive the human being. And this is what's going on today, brothers and sisters. There's only one God. This is Satan that's bringing out here these many gods and telling this lie that God had a son, and telling the lie that God was birthed. I was listening to TV today where this Christian was trying to justify a question that was asked him. He said, and the question that was asked him, he said, are you saying that God, you saying that Jesus is God? Are you saying that God was birthed from a woman? And that he went through the process that other human beings went through? And this Christian tried to justify that, try to prove that it was true. You know, it's an ugly thing. You know, so we got a job. We have a job. And it's not a job that you can lay on it and you can do it sometime, then you can get up off it. No. You got to commit your whole life to this. You got to commit yourself to this. You know, you might get a setback. You might go over something where you get tripped up. Well, you just going to have to go over it. You're going to have to go through it. And keep your prayers to Allah. Just don't start worshiping these false gods. Because there's only one God. One creator and one creation. That's the reality. Everything else is not real. You see, you've been deluded. There's only one creator. And you can't see that creator. I can't show you that creator. The only thing that we can do, or the only way that you can know that there is a creator, is by the creator's creation. That's what bear witness that there's a creator. His creation. That's bear witness right there, alone. We got the whole creation to bear witness that there's a creator. The whole creation to bear witness to this truth. So it's not nothing out of a believer's reach. All we had to do is just take our time with this devil and present the truth. We got to take our time and establish things in this here creation, in this world of Satan. We got to establish a few things. Because if we don't establish nothing, Satan can use that against us. Satan can tell the weak peoples or the peoples that's not woke, how could you say you got a God and you don't even have a car? You know, how could you say you, what kind of God is it that, you know, you don't have a house or you don't have no money? You see what I'm saying? So yeah, but we have to establish. That's when we have this business hour. We had to establish something on this creation to show the people that we believe in a creator and that this creator has power over everything, all things. Because if we're not able to do that, and he able to show you all these big buildings, islands, homes, land, if he able to show you all the half blind people, the people just don't know. Then he can trick them because they got to eat. They got to feed their family. They don't need a job. You see what I'm saying? Satan's going to be able to use all this wealth and he'll play with them with it. He'll play with them. And they'll turn their back on you. They got to eat. They'll turn their back on you. And here you believe in the real God, the real creator. But it seems like Satan got everything. You see? So we got to establish businesses. We got to show the world that there's only one God. You see? So we thank you. We pray that we try to say a few things that make sense. We don't want to bring you something that don't make no sense. We try to say a few things that make sense, not go too deep, not to brag, but all praises is due to God. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Of Islam and Lancome. You got it, but Akbar.
Islam Lancome, I had it on mute. Islam Lancome.
Okay.
So,
I do
that. Everybody was beautiful. Yeah, this is a sad day. When a man justify God being born, and you ask him, then the mother is older than the son, ain't she? And he get mad. He try to justify it.
Yeah.
So this is a sad day, but this is what we up against, and we gonna be victorious. And those who stand with that will be the big losers. So, brother, I see brother Ibrahim. He match one. You got to match one, brother Ibrahim. Come on into the queue, cause we want to bring you up next. So, put that coffee down and match one, and come on in the queue.
You know
he got coffee. I know Ibrahim. He got a coffee. Right, well, there you go. I'm doing now. You want to keep things straight. There you go. I want you put that hand up that time you call in. Don't hesitate. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Oh, wow.
Well, as-salamu alaykum, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm enjoying.
We hear from you today, so we had the FOI looking for you, but I see you, they didn't find. Anyway, we're glad to have you.
You got it. Okay, you see, I slid past the FOI. I wouldn't have been willing to testify. Nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. And I wouldn't have been willing to testify that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, the last revelation, is his prophet and the seal of all prophets. No prophets coming out to him. You don't have enough of dictators now. There ain't no prophets. and Allah's messenger. You know,
Allah.
And you ask these guys, my name is Prophet Jones. Well, what book you come with? What book you come with? Prophets come on scene, they come with a book. They come with scripture from God. Now, what you come with? You got King James in your hand. So how the hell are you a prophet? But anyway, that lie, I got Big Brother saying, I seek refuge in Allah from Satan,
Lord,
the rejected enemy, one who causes man and woman to forget. But Allah said, after you recollect and think on me, seek refuge in me, because I'm always forgiving and most merciful. So it's not hard for Shaitan to trick people up to make them forget their Lord. We're bringing a message to them, to the world, like it's insane to deny or not think of your Lord, the Creator. It's insane. It's just like you run out, you see your car going towards E, you 200 miles on the highway from a gas station. When that car get down to E, it's going to run out, it ain't going nowhere. You got problems then. That's the same thing with you. Your mind done ran out, or ideas, or lies, or whatever, and you don't forgot your Lord because Satan done tricked you to make you think. Hold it for a minute. To make you think that God was born from a woman. How can that, just the logic. In your mind, you know that's stupid. When God said himself that Adam is the father of all mankind. Adam is. And Adam and Eve is our mother and our father. This is what God said. So God didn't say him. He said Adam is the father of all mankind and all womankind. So how are you going to put God in that category to be born from a woman when he created Adam with nothing? Created Adam out of nothing. But yet they gonna tell you that he was born or created from a woman. Now you know that's sick. Nothing in the scripture tells us that. We have read scripture over and over and over again. We have read the scripture and complete the reading of the Holy Quran and Bible in some way. Over and over and over. And nothing that I ran across, nothing my big brother ran across, or Agba ran across, Sister Diaz, Sister Quran, Sister Allah, nothing that we have ran across in the book that even lures that the Creator was born from a woman. That's what God said in the scripture. He said, you're trying to figure him out, his creation, well, if you forget your own creation. You forget how you come about. But that's it. But if Allah allows to live and continue to breathe air in our bodies, but we can rise up every morning, there's a few more years, we're going to show you who the liar is, and we're going to show you who the one is telling the truth. Because our leader told us, if you listen to this thing, there's going to come a time when the church is going to fall, and they're going to become so quiet that you won't even hear them no more. And the cross has been broken, and it will never rise again. Now, think on that one. And you see it now. You know, they get a little freeway on the airway. Why do you think they let them come on the airway and talk madness? They're not talking reality. They're talking madness and trying to lure you into the madness. Don't they say misery loves company? Well, they're miserable as hell and try to get you to come in, be miserable with them. Gonna try to twist your arm, pull a 45 on you to make you believe that God was born from a woman. And Satan sat back and he just chuckled. He just laughed, having a good time. Until we come on the scene, it don't seem to be so funny anymore. When we come on the scene, when we're invited out, they bite their fingertips because they know we're not going to go along with the crap they're talking about. and they know we going to quote scripture, and we quote scripture that they haven't even read, but they over you. They over you. And if it's in scripture, isn't that what you're supposed to go by? You're supposed to go by what's in the scripture. That's what gives you the light, and it helps, and it enhances your life when you accept what's in the scripture that God sent down through his prophets. Okay, so let's examine that. What's the main thing, key, that he sent?
Did he get off? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Did he drop?
He dropped. Yeah, he dropped. He back.
Okay.
Well, I just want to get this point out now. Now, if we go by scripture, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You had the choice.
Is that you back?
What was the main thing?
Go ahead. You had dropped. You back.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay.
Okay, go
if
ahead.
If we go by scripture and you accept everything in the scripture that God sent down through all his prophets and messengers, you'll be more successful than you can even think of, even imagine. So let's deal with one point. If you got to accept the scripture, everybody believe the Bible is the truth, the Quran the truth, the Kabbalah the Injil. Okay, so if we study scripture and start living our life according to scripture, look how wise you would be, and look how your Lord would love you and appreciate you by reading his word and take that word and incorporate it into your life. And then you'll be a walking scripture. But here's my point. So we say, okay, yeah, that's good. We learn scripture. We take from the Bible God sent, and we live it. Okay? God sent in the Bible, Leviticus and Numbers, it says that God is not a man. Now, this is scripture talking. So how is they going to make you believe that God come in the person of a man and born from a woman, when the scriptures say that God is not a man? You see that big old lie? They go against scripture just to get your dollar. Because that's all they're about. They're a club. They're a big old organization. And that organization, all they do is drain the people. They call them the Goyim. Goyim means the ignorant masses of people. And those are the ones that they are after. Like my big brother say, Satan got all this money, jewelry, cars, all that stuff. And he tell you, say, look at them. They say they believe in the real God. They ain't got a car. They ain't got a house. They ain't got nothing. Where they God at? But see, we know he a lie. He only do that to the weak-minded people. That's all. But people are waking up now. Like our big brother said about 3 years ago, you'd be surprised at the young people, the kind of minds they got. They got minds that we need to bring about the businesses we're talking about. And we want to build those businesses and put them in charge of the business. We'll just be the board to make sure everything go right. But we need their expertise and their knowledge to go in the business and let them run the business. That's what we need. Because it's all about having something established. Why so much business? Because business supports community. And without businesses, without money, you cannot support the community right. You need to have everything set aside in your community. You have money, we got two things called zakat, charity. We got sadaqah law. That's a charity from Allah. It should be money in those two sections. So when somebody comes and say, look, brother and member, brother so-and-so, I'd like to buy $200 to next week Friday because my life's going to be called tomorrow. Well, brother, let me I'm gonna call the board meeting with me, and I'll let you know. Now here's a person that becomes an imagine that everybody know. All of a sudden, you got to have a meeting to give a brother or a sister a few dollars to keep their light or utilities on. It's not your money. It belongs to Allah. See, Prophet Muhammad that we follow was a common man. He lived among the common people. He walked with the common people. Look at the knowledge he had. He had to live like that, and they took it. He had a mattress, had little lumps in it, and they took it and got it when it was kind of smooth. And he took it and gave it back to him. And they asked him, you know, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, we try to make you comfortable. He said, I don't want it. He said, when the people rise up and the people begin to live better, he said, then I will accept that. See, those are the kind of leaders that you need. And inshallah, the ones you hear talking on this show, those are the kind of leaders that we are. You see, we have to ask you for a dime. It should be set up where you call in and tell us, how can I send y'all some money? I see what y'all trying to do. I hear what you're talking about. So what's the first bending we want to get? If a lot of us are without sending the grain, the first thing we're going after is a fish shop. And everybody loves fish. And we're going to make it simple. It ain't going to be complicated. But you got to have something to start off with. What's the best thing to start out with than food? Everybody likes to eat. And everybody loves fish. And you give a person a nice fish sandwich. I'm talking about a nice one for the few dollars that you charge them. And a drink. They're coming back. And like my big brother said yesterday, or David yesterday, you have to learn how to be a salesman when you got a business. And the main key to being a salesman is that you got to be honest, you got to be humble, and you got to be respectful to your customers. Because you got to remember your customer is the one that feeds you. They take care of your bills. So I don't want to get on that because we're really on that trip about God being a man. Why are they pushing it? They don't spend trillions of dollars on that lie just to keep the world or the masses of the people ignorant. But they read the scripture like we just pointed out. Leviticus, Numbers, what God said is that God is not a man. So take that to them and tell them to explain that. That's what we do. Tell them to explain that. And they say, well, you know what, you mean tell me you're going to go get a scripture? See, you can travel right there. Now, I want you to explain that to him. If God said he's not, who in the hell is you? And tell him, when you say, who are you? Say, I know who you are. You're the devil. Or you're the devil's agent. Because you're pushing that lie. If God said in the scripture that he's not, who are you to come and say that he is? You're not above God, but Satan wants you to think that they are, that the lie they are bringing us is the future for your well-being. You can't live on no lie. See, a lie will fail you down the road. The truth will never fail you because truth comes from God. So y'all can let Satan think like he's God if you want him. And at the end, he's going to trick you. He's going to tell God, I didn't twist their arm, tell them to follow me. You know, I just called and they came. They did it on their own free will, God. You think Satan's no fool. But he want to make you one. So we have to come together on the footing of truth. We have to present ourselves as a solid wall where you can't shake our consciousness. You can't shake the bond that we have established with each other. No. And just let Shaitan know on this note that his days are number 9. And yours is number 2 if you're following him. Can you see what God is doing to the world now? Especially in America. When God said himself that he would whoop man with nature. He would call nature. Nature. To what man? Can't you see what's going on? flooding and sometimes they got a fire out there now. Really, they're trying to put out. What the scripture say? There come a time when the fire and water be running side by side. We see it. You don't know scripture, so you can't lock your mind on something like that. You need to start reading for yourself. And everything the preacher tell you, go back and research for yourself. And I bet you what he tell you from a verse or two, if you go to the verse above that where he started and the one below the one he started, you'll see something else. And you say, oh, he didn't tell me that. See, so you should be tired of being a fool. Yeah. So I'm going to deal, but we got a few minutes. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay here and pick my mind and talk to my big brother while somebody else talking. But we're here to stay. We're not trying to, like he said today, we're not trying to get way up on those spiritual plane with you. See? We got to feed you bread and water and bring you up to meat. You're not ready for meat right now. Bread and water is all you really can stand at this moment. Because meat is tough, and so is the truth. I came to you in peace, going to lead you in peace. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Well, they got Salam. Well, you got Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He's on. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim, for that excellent talk. You went through, John. Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir. I said regular.
First of all, before you say anything, how's our sister doing?
Oh, I've brought them seen her today. She was waving at them. I was so glad to see them, you know, on the FaceTime. She got a kick out of that. Yes, sir. And they did too, but that's good. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And she sends the greetings to the rest of all of y'all.
Yes, sir.
I feel
good. Yes, sir. My old egg bottle.
Please return to
brother. Yeah.
You got 15 minutes. But Muhammad,
sir.
It's 7:34. So 48 minutes. And then we get switching it up again. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, I tell Michael. May Allah peace and blessings on everybody in the queue and out of the queue. Bismillahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah for blessing again to have the opportunity to share and work together toward this message of concern. And one of the things that the schemes that we know that we are fighting every day. We're supposed to fight the schemes of Shaitan 24/7, even in our sleep. You know, be on alert, you know, so he approach us. But one of the things that I know that we have a chance to ponder, see, Shaitan know one. He said, you know what, I can get to them by what Allah has gave them. Allah said, he's the best. They're the best creation. And had the audacity to ask me to bow down to him like he was my God. He said, I ain't bowing down. See? So then we have to see the schemes that Shaitan thinks that he can use that are part of our creation. That's the only way he can manipulate us is to use our own creation against us. But he misread, as we know, Allah said, he misread his vision of us. Because Allah said, now he done ran all off thinking that he got to bow down to the human being like he's like the human being is his God now, and he's going to substitute. But Allah said he ran off with his arrogance and anger, but he forgot I had not blew my obedience is one of the definitions we can use to say rule. The obedience I put in him. He's not going to be like you, Satan. He's not going to rev up and challenge me because you done got so comfortable thinking you running things. He said, but my believing servant will always hear and obey me with his free will if he understands and wants to understand. But you can't fool him. We know we was told that once when the Ali like Muhammad told us that you can't fool no Muslim nowadays. He was helping us out then by Allah's permission. And Satan said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to ruin them right quick. He said, I'm going to make them be a god and had us go for the okey-doke for a hot minute, calling ourselves God, king of the universe, and all the different languages we learned in our lesson. But again, he jumped the gun. He didn't know that Imam Warby Muhammad was coming behind us to teach us the religion, the true religion, that there's only one God, Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger. See, he jumped the gun again. So he said, but I know if I can make them say they're God and stand up like I did against Allah, I got him. Well, he didn't see that coming. You know, he wasn't listening to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was purifying the intentions of Master Farhad Muhammad and reminding him in property and property, Allah Alam, in property conversation, but he also in deeds and actions, he showed him that you can straighten this out. Only Allah can make haram halal. So even if your intention was to use us for something, the benefit, whatever, and let us be go even to that far, let Shaitan prop us up and say that we were God, you know, thinking that we would suffer from that arrogance like he did, and wanting to think that we are equal or partners with Allah, and think we got a universe of our own. You know how we have to. And another time when Imam Muhammad came on, he gave us another key. He said, Allah is the creator and we are creators. We can create, but Allah is the creator. He was telling us then, be careful, because Shaitan is after you. He's trying to carry over that scheme that he thought he had put on y'all when you was in the Nation of Islam and got y'all into saying I'm the black God and all like it. He's going to try to make you God again, like he done Pharaoh and other human beings who misunderstood this wonderful gift Allah has given us that we haven't yet clearly come to clear understand. We won't see that until when we get into the hereafter. Allah, inshallah. But we do know that we all have been discovering how special we are, how special and vast this intellect is that Allah gave, this insight, this clarity. And we have to keep ourselves in prayer, humble ourselves, take that big head and put it on the ground 5 times a day, if not more, to remind us, you know, that all that we have come from Almighty God Allah. And you'll never, ever, ever, ever be anywhere near the reality of thinking that you are a God like Allah or have some traits, you know. And some of us, you know, probably inshallah, because Allah said, you know, in paraphrasing, you know, in the language out there in the world, you know, to know yourself is to know all men. And just like we thought we were gods in back there in the Nation of Islam day and was eating that up, letting our ego get ready to carry us well out there and sure enough be in trouble. But alhamdulillah, Allah said he's the best of planners. I'm going to send one amongst them that's going to call everybody to prayer. Not only just them who Shaitan was trying to trick, because we know one of the things that Allah promised Shaitan, paraphrasing, that if you use any kind of scheme that's unauthorized by me, then I will intervene. And I'll take more people from you as a punishment. You might have just use that as an example. You might have 1 million people under your influence, but by the fact you try to do like what we experienced with the brother George Floyd, that criminal act that you've done against a human being and went beyond your power, like Pharaoh did, thought you had life or death. He said, I'll make you lose a lot of your slaves. I'll wake them up and set them free, even though I know they want to be with you, and some of them are going to return back to you. But I'm going to give them the opportunity again and set them free. And look how many people the George Floyd scenario woke up around the world. Now, a lot of them have quieted back down and probably gone back to their sleep. And that's what we have to be careful of, this message of concern. That Shaitan is always trying to give us an alter ego to live and pretend like we Muslims. Pretend like we believers. Pretend like we run something like the Caliph. Very careful, because he's already done it to the Christians. They think they the vice jury or whatever like that. They think they got that title, when that title belongs to Allah. You know, so we have to be mindful that this reality that we in is real. It ain't just that which I know we do. But see, until we establish Deen al-Islam, until we establish an environment totally that is halal. And we must understand that halal means that nobody can just walk into our community, walk into our neighborhood, walk into our store. If we have knowledge that they are bringing wrongdoing and evilness with them, even if it's just alcohol on their breath, say, hey, man, you know, if you don't mind, you know, I kind of smell alcohol on your breath, and we have women and children in here. Could you come tomorrow or something like that right now? I mean, you know, if you don't mind, you're more than welcome to come and buy here, but we don't allow alcohol or alcohol products, or if you think you have alcohol on your breath, because we know that you under a spirit that might cause you to get in here and you might be just lying to get in here and just tear up everything. So to prevent that, we wouldn't tell him that, but that's what we'd be saying to him, though. He would understand that. So could you come back tomorrow and get something else? Or either, what can I get you? What did you want? If you got a list, I go get a pack it up to you, bring it higher to you, like we see people doing now, delivering groceries and things. And then another thing, we heard that people have been wondering, what is some of the best investments for Muslims? And Muslims are having a hard time realizing that the best investment in the world is to invest in halal. Only what Almighty God Allah permits. And the reason why, because any time a person has a moment, especially if they see us or hear us talking about Allah, or if they see that we are of the Islamic faith, their mind gets free for a minute. Now, what creature called a human being, of which we all come from, that word be, don't want halal? They've seen us once before when we was in when we was telling everybody, we're the best, we got the best food. The best is the best out. They checked it out. They seen that we was on the right path to doing that. Having the best. Best for your money. Best for your health. Best for your inner and outer appearances, etc. Everybody wants halal. They just have to know that that's what it is. How are they not going to want some food when you see how they all ran to that organic? Wait till they hear about halal, how our vegetables are, the soil is treated so tender, it can't help but just give good vegetables. The way we give it is proper water, it's proper nutrients, kill it every year and rotate it so that the best of what's coming down from the heavens can be stored and sent back out in the creation that Allah has given in the form of tomatoes and peaches and apples and oranges. Same way about the meat. That their cattle are so well taken care of and contented and happy that they just, you know how they show the bulls in their reality. See, now I have worked with cattle before. I know a lot of people know that it be the food that the cattle eat that make a bull dangerous. He be having heartburn. He be having gassing, things like that. And that's what make a lot of bulls mad, you know, and irritable, you know. But they said those Muslim cows, those Muslim bulls, they just so happy.
Right.
Watch when he go in there and feed them. Watch how they run to him, you know. And take their time. They wait for them to get food. I've seen that on the brother's farm over here in Fort Valley. When brother Shakur used to go out there and the cows would back up for him. They would walk right along with the hay and the straw and the corn that he was bringing to feed them. But when none of them come too close to him, you know, other than just being afraid, some of them, the little calves would be jumping up and down. And they would wait till he set the food and like he was telling them, go ahead, now you can eat. And then they go in and eat, happy. Same way about the intellect, same way about the spirit, same way about the emotions. When they see halal,
Allah,
all we have to understand, everybody's going to buy it. Everybody's going to want some of it, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. We want to thank Brother Muhammad. All praises are due to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
This is what we're here. We're here to share. And alhamdulillah, there's so much in Islam. So much in Islam that we can share. And praise be to Allah. We also in the process of remaking the world. You know, we're not going to remake the earth. The earth have never disobeyed God. But we are in the process of remaking the world of Satan. You know, that's the world that they're talking about remaking. That's that understanding that Brother Imam Ibrahim was talking about. You got to get the right understanding. You know, remaking the world, and we in that process exactly the way that Brother Muhammad is bringing it, and inshallah, we establish halal in the society, and the people understand what halal is. Halal is something similar to organic, something similar. It goes a little bit beyond organic, you know. It also means that which is pure and clean, and when we say halal, many people think that we're just talking about animals, but that's not the meaning of halal. That's not how we kill an animal. You know, is not the total meaning of halal. You know, it's you can have vegetables, or you can have fruit that's halal. You see, and on and on, you can deal with the whole creation, and make sure part of the creation that you're giving the peoples is correct. You see, and that's what halal is. That which is good and pure. Praise be to Allah. You know, we need that today because Shaitan done turned everything. Everything is unnatural now. Everything they use some type of a process to make it grow fast, to make it look pretty, to make it bigger. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Tabernated. That's the word. That's a good word. And so Alhamdulillah, we want to bring back the things the way it's supposed to be. Supposed to be. You know, and we thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless those believers that come together and stand up with us and remaking this world. So I'm gonna turn it over to our Imam brother Imam Ibrahim. And first of all, I'm gonna ask if there's any question of statements that someone would like to present first. Okay, then. I think Sister Karan, she wants to make a statement. She wants to add something.
Tell her, come on.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to add on to something that Brother Muhammad had said about the one of the investments was halal. Also, I want to say is that, yeah, that is, I agree with everything he said, but also I would add on to that I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying that one of the great investments was investment, but I want to add on clothing and shelter. I want to add that on, like, because without food, we can't survive, and without shelter, we always have, human beings always have to have something over their head, you know, like a roof over their head to protect them from the weather and for other things that try to attack them. And also that's food, clothing, and clothing. And also we need to clothe ourselves, and also in clothing ourselves, not only the material to clothe, but also with knowledge also, Alhamdulillah. I just want to add that on.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay, I want to just to add something on to what was said about the Fort Valley Farm. Those animals that Brother Fareed and Brother Mubarak had down there, we used to also say that they were Muslim, because when they hear their band being called, they would come up around the gate, come up around the fence, stand there and would just listen, you know, and they would call it too. Somebody would call it then, and they would move, calling it too, you know, as if they were calling their comma. So, yes, allow me. It's a good thing for us to have. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Praise be Allah. Allahu Akbar. They made sure that the land and things was the grass and all that was good grass, so that they can eat. So praise be to Allah. Brother Imam,
yes, sir. I'm just going to make a statement, inshallah. I see references in Allah for Satan that rejected. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer. What I'd like to say to the audience, to us, everything that we are talking about, as far as halal, the process about building, having businesses.
Right.
If we don't see it, what we're trying to do is lay the foundation for our children that I was talking about come in behind us and take it over.
Right.
But we're trying to present to them the new world we're trying to make. We want them to come in. Like I say, it's a term called Rajab. Rajab means legs. But we need a strong leg for my children. You know, I mean, our children in their 40s and 50s now. They close right behind us. But we need them because a lot of them bless us with the business. But we need them to run it. They know about the computer, not the cash register, how to keep things clean. And it would boost their morale to be in a business that they can say, this is ours. We got to present some of them to say, this is ours. No, it's not theirs. It's not though, it's ours. And this is going to appeal to them. So we start appealing to them like that. Okay, get a little garage. And hoping that we have a house with a garage on some land, got some brothers coming in from college or jail, whatever, and they're master mechanics. Okay, give them a job. You a master mechanic? Yeah. Build that motor. Can you build that motor? Yes, sir. Order me the kit and I'll rebuild it. This is what we got to do. That's we are asking people to come in, but we also got something for them at the same time. So we trying to make the foundation. We pray to Allah that we see something before we leave. But if not, we ask Allah the best to set the foundation so our children come behind us, they can do it.
Amen.
You know, yes, sir. Wrong one built in a day. So they counted those days. And every 30, 40, 60 days, something was coming up. And what we're saying, look at the ideals we got. The ideals we got is bringing our spirit up. Why? Because we want to see this take place.
That's right.
And like I say, if we can get our center back, and inshallah we're going to get it, we got to get us a restaurant. We want a fish shop.
Mm.
Even if we got fresh fish there, you come in there and buy it, and we can cook it for you. Or we cook the fish. You know, we'll make the salmon for you with a few fries or coleslaw or whatever. Because people going to eat fish. I don't care where you go in the world, they're going to eat that fish. And then we can add on a little product and we go along. But once we start that, when we start it, watch how Allah started bringing things to it and things start to popping up. Oh, we got this now. Oh, we got that now. That's how Allah works. See, Allah know we're sincere. He know we won't do this. You think Allah gonna let us fail? No. Allah don't allow his servant to fail, but he just
That's
asks
right.
his servant to be patient. He says patient, perseverance, and prayer. So that makes you look at, but okay, I'm patient. That means I'm slow on my roll now. Persevere means I'm steady going. I'm not gonna back up. I'm going forward. I'm pushing forward. Prayer. And I'm praying to Allah to bless me with the perseverance and bless me with what? With the struggle, to be successful in the struggle. Oh, Allah, let us establish what we are asking for in our prayers and our du'as. We need this. Like our leader said, you should be ashamed to walk out your door and don't see anything out there represent you.
Yeah.
Same.
And we walk out our door now, what you got? Liquor store,
mm-hmm.
Dollar General, Dollar Tree, dollar every damn thing. Well, where my dollar at? I can have a Dollar Tree too.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that we need. Like you say, if we establish a little a dollar store, like they got, we can do it too. Where everything is a dollar and a quarter, whatever. You know, you can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And if we sincere, Allah will bless that. Why? Because Allah loves honest people, and he loves honest business people. We're the new generation of business people. But Prophet Muhammad said there are a couple of times in the world where it would be, you would not be able to find an honest businessman.
Mm-hmm.
We had a track record in the Nation of Islam. How come we can't establish it again? We were honest. We were respectful. We loved each other. We worked together. And we built. And we're going to do it again. Allah said that the believers eventually went through. So we went in through. I know I'm not putting no doubt in me what we're going to do. Because Allah already said we're going to win. So I'm not going to have no doubt in my Lord. I done came too far.
Yes, sir.
And those who got doubt, we're going to wipe the doubt out of them before it's over. And inshallah, they come to Allah. I'm going to pause right here. We got 2 minutes to turn back over to Suja. And I'm grateful just to have the time just to say a few words. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
The victory is already won.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else like to say a few words? We got about a minute. 1 minute.
I got 1 minute. I just wanted to show Sister Quran how she right on point. Because the list goes, when we establish Islamic communities, halal communities, when we establish halal hospitals, even mental hospitals, you know, when we establish halal banks, halal schools, allow housing, allow sweets along with that fish, allow meat, allow vegetables, allow treatment, recreational facilities, health products. Oh, man, that's really a money maker right there, the health problem. We have started having our own pharmacy and give a chance for the natural health products for healing and stuff like that, you know, like the black seed and all like that, you know.
Oh,
and
organic,
then we establish our employment. The other one. And then we establish allow employment, where all the jobs that we have to offer to people are well, good paying jobs, producing halal industry, you know, halal environmental purification. And we know we got to clean up all this water and all this earth and all this air staying done messed up. That's big money in that now. Big money. You know, and also one more thing, last one is, allow security, because we got to protect what is allowed. We sure enough got to protect it, you know. Because Shaitan will be sending everybody he can into trying to say it ain't allowed.
I mean,
let him do that.
Ask Brother Imam to close it up in prayer, and then we can keep talking.
Brother Suja,
close it up in prayer, please.
Brother Suja. There's a sister that's on the line. Hajalawa is on the line, and we just want to recognize some sisters sometimes. And sister,
if you know she's on the line, we always gonna open up for statements or anything like that. Let us say the prayer, and then we gonna bring on sister Lala.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب
آمين.
We go
open up for another sister Zalala.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Remember Allah in our times of ease, and He will remember you in our times of difficulty. So I remember you. Grateful for me and not deny me. Al-Bukhari 2:152. Amen.
Alhamdulillah. We always need that. So praise be to
Him. Yes, sir.
Is there any other a sister that wants to say a few words on the prayer? Alhamdulillah.
We want our sisters to know, Suja. They have just as much right on this line as we do. And we don't want them to feel slighted at all, like they got to stay in the background or they can only say something at a certain time. No. No. We even. That's what Allah said. We equal. And so we want to get into equal rights as well.
Right. And my wife knows. So you had to be careful with Shaitan.
That's right.
You had to watch out for Shaitan. I know Satan when I hear him. You know, and so, praise be to Allah. You know, our sisters. You know, they know they had that right to come in and just offer something. You know, they the mother of society. You know, I got a mother.
They're my teacher.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, you know, we love our sisters.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we love our brothers, too.
Yes, sir.
We love our sisters and we love our brothers. And sometimes it might seem like we are hard. You know, and that's one of the things that they got to charge the older brothers. back during the 1560s, the day was hard. But like I didn't want to. I tried to disobey my grandfather, and he wanted to teach me something about farming. I told him, I said, I'm gonna do something else. I ain't gonna be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I look back later. I wish I had a listen to him.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to read a something that was sent to me in the mail. This is Azalea Omar, and it reads, "O Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you.
That's right.
Please make of my life what you want it to be. What you prefer it be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. I mean, this is the dua recommended by the Redeemer."
That's right.
I just want to say this. Sister Daya, did you find out about whether or not you received that money that was sent? And I checked it out. It was sent on the 8th. You're supposed to have.
Did you send it to Zell? I don't have any.
I sent it to Zell.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You sent it through Zelle. Yeah, that was your meaning of it actually accessing your bank to where it was supposed to be going, which was to my bank, Zelle.
Right.
And then be sent out. No, I didn't receive it as yet. And I'm wondering if you put the what was needed in there, everything that was needed. You got my email address and you got my telephone
and
number.
Yes. Have you ever received anything from Zelle?
Oh, definitely. I've had it for about 3 years with the same bank.
Oh, okay. All right. So you
received $500 or more.
It probably been there tomorrow.
I'm just wondering why it didn't come the same day like it's supposed to, at least the next day, unless it's just a new application, and each person that you won't put on your listing to receive monies from you for the first time or just that one time, you know. There's a process you have to go through, which is the email address, proper email address, and the telephone number and the proper name of the person that you're sending it to. So if you had those three things in mind, Daya, Hanan, Baz Akbar, or Daya, Hanan Akbar, at Akbar Hanan and Akbar Hanan at Yahoo.
Oh my God, I want to check. I'm going back just to see how it's looking.
Akbar Hanan at Yahoo.com and 404-452-3312. Those are three most important things to put on the Zelle. Application, as well as the other two, Cash App. So I'm still checking, and it should be something. Maybe they'll let me know if they received it and just didn't document it yet, or it's not on the records as yet, or just what, you know, because money can't be just dangling out there. And I will let you know, like I mentioned. As a matter of fact, tonight is the night after the program that we're supposed to send Brother Amin the monies that for the donation that we said we were going to send him, and he was waiting for it. Thursday, I mentioned to him, would be the latest, because it didn't go out the very first day that it was mentioned, or not even that week, you know. So it's been over a week, and almost 2 weeks. And he asked me about that, the reason why I mentioned the Cash App is because his daughter activated or downloaded the app for Cash App for him. you know, and that she's kind of high in technology, so she knows what she's doing, and she did put it in for him. And I have the everything that I need from that to add it to that, you know. But I know now that Brother Mubarak said he sent his by mail already to Akbar in the tech. And so now I guess I'll have to send it through Cash App if everybody else has sent theirs through Cash App. And Imam was the first one who put his amount in Cash App, Imam Ibrahim. He was the very first one. Then I was the second one. And then Mubarak said he changed his mind because he just said he had a bad experience with Cash App before. And he didn't want to, he'd rather not send it by Cash App. He wanted to send it through the mail as a check. I said, okay, fine. Then, you know, alhamdulillah, I will add it on, and then I'll just have to receive the check, you know, from Brother Mubarak as having his put in there, have to be cashed by BUII, the money given to me. Because that's the only way his is going to be, because he's sending it through BUII. And you've sent yours through Zelle, Suja, and Brother...
I sent mine Zelle.
That's what I just said.
You said I sent mine through the mail.
I said Zelle.
Oh, Zelle.
Like
Zelle.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Zelle.
I'm sorry.
But I did say Zelle. So we're going to get it done. It's going to be tonight, inshallah. And we understand and appreciate Brother Imam Ibrahim is saying his could be a zakat. And someone else say they would have to get theirs back. You know, the BUII.
We just want to know whether or not you received.
I understand what you're saying.
Since
you mentioned it this time, I wanted to complete it. Since you mentioned it on this line, I want to complete it and say what's what. So I'm done. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we get it soon. If we get it on here, I will call you. If I don't get it on here before I go to bed, I will still call you if I have to leave a message. Brother Suja. Okay.
Anybody else have anything else to say? Alhamdulillah. All right. So praise be to Allah. You know, we thank Allah for this time. And we thank the program for not cutting us off.
No way.
The lady didn't jump in and cut us off this tonight. So I guess
I guess
everything's on time.
Law Egba.
Well, you know, certain length of time you are allowed, especially if you call up and paid up. Didn't take advantage of the hours that you're allowed, and that's why you get a little time over.
You got that in. Anybody else?
We also can share another way that maybe Imam, if he knows about this, whoever else on the line that may know about this, can also have the input, if you don't mind. Got about another 5 minutes or so. What is it, 10 minutes on me? Okay, and maybe we'll know about that. Now, when we do something like through donation, what we can do, if you don't have the cash to give the person or send it through Zelle or Cash App, you can just write the check out as if you're going to send it to the person, and then put void on it and still put it into your account, and you will get credit for it as far as your taxes. Am I right, Brother Imam? Or am I right, Brother Muhammad? Somebody who knows about that, business-wise? I thought maybe John, Sister Quran might know about
it. No, you can do that. No, you can do that. That's right.
Okay, I'm doing
that. Everything recorded. So you got the names and everything, and that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm done. Thanks for the time.
Hello, Egma.
Hello, Egma. Is there anybody else want to contribute something? Okay. Praise be to Allah. Thank Brother Amin.
Hello, Egma.
For providing us enough time so we can come together and deal with things that we need to deal with. Praise be to Allah. We opened up in prayer, we closed up in prayer, and we're going to leave you in peace. Wa alaykum
alaykum. Wa alaykum
alaykum. May Allah be peace and blessings upon everybody.